Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
Great Seminars Online is the only clinician-owned continuing education company specializing in geriatric rehabilitation. Amazing instructors like Carol Lewis and Richard Bohannon bring content to life with five-hour courses for PTs, OTs, and SLPs. Check out Gait and Balance or documentation and you'll be hooked. Find out more online at greatseminarsonline.com. Great Seminars Online, maximizing geriatric function.
This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less.
Numbers will go to 11.
You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT. And that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News. From the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pinecast and poured by Arias Medical Staffing. We cover the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less, or your money back. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay. Our lead story today is about the loss of a friend. Many listeners of the PT Pinecast donated and followed along as this show fundraised more than $19,000 to buy and then deliver a power wheelchair to G, a pediatric patient with muscular dystrophy that I had the pleasure to treat and get to know while on a service trip to Costa Rica. It is with a heavy heart today that we announce that on Tuesday, November 1st, G passed away from complications from muscular dystrophy. He was 19 years old. This program is dedicating the remainder of a 2016 season of this podcast in his honor of his brave spirit and amazing personality. We'll be creating a fundraiser with the Muscular Dystrophy Association in his memory. When those details are finalized, we will share them with you. Thank you to those who helped bring him his wheelchair and listened as we were able to tell his story. Student debt makes PTJ. PT Journal reinvigorated the student debt conversation this month. Diane Jetty, researcher at MGH Institute of Health Professions, published an article examining the factors contributing to PT student debt. Jetty notes that we may be in a physical therapy education bubble market, egged on by the assumption that there is a high need for physical therapy services for which society is willing to pay for. The article highlights the need for a multifaceted approach within DPT education to mitigate the growing debt crisis, including recommendations to increase cohort sizes, decrease amount of clinical education, convert to a two-year curriculum, and the creation and sharing of information across platforms. For the full article, check ptpinecast.com. The APTA has been working on measures to mitigate student debt since before the passage of RC-11 in this year's House of Delegates. Sharon Dunn updates us in a dispatch with Jason Bellamy at the National Student Conclave.
We have a request for proposals out in the market to look at maybe the banking industry to see if they can help us consolidate student loans for a better rate. So that's something that APTA can do. We also have a combined effort with ACAP in the education section. It's our steering committee. The three groups have added this to their work for the year, so institutions will play a key role in how they're managing tuition and what they're doing to challenge the debt load.
While Jetty's article and the APTA are considering the front-end aspects of student debt, Will Butler, financial representative from Northwestern Mutual and PT student debt expert, is working on what you need to do after you graduate and how not to let your debt consume your life. He reports in here.
People view their student loans in a vacuum. However, clinicians need to be mindful of their entire financial picture. They should think of it as an initial evaluation. Instead of the physical, it is the financial state being evaluated. Until you've done your intake, it's really difficult to make the most prudent decisions and determine your appropriate plan of care. To put life on hold to pay off debt is absurd. However, it may require regression or lateralization within the plan. Regardless, time waits for no man.
Thanks, Will. We'd like to note that we here at PT Pinecast are in no way qualified to give you advice on your student loans. We're still trying not to look at the growing bottom line of ours. And in case you've been living in a hole, the U.S. presidential election results are finalized. Donald Trump is our new president-elect, along with Mike Pence, our VP-elect. While there is a lot of debate surrounding this controversial election and the subsequent cabinet picks, what we're really wondering is what Biden and Obama really think of the Joe and Barack memes that have taken the internet by storm. According to Reuters, healthcare is one of the issues that Americans want Trump to focus on the most, reflecting the growing frustration with rising prescription and medical care costs. The poll found that only 37% of Americans want Trump to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and that 85% of Americans accept the election results as legitimate, while the majority of Americans feel that the country is altogether on the wrong track. Tune into a special edition of the podcast coming up in the next couple of weeks to get expert opinions from panelists at the MGH Institute of Health Professions on the implications that this election will have for healthcare.
Here's some news from Orthopedic PT.
Let's do it.
Traction for neck pain. It's still a thing? PT in Motion reports that a survey of 1,000 members of the APTA orthopedic section revealed that more than 76% of respondents use traction to treat neck pain. Though respondents specified that traction is just one of several approaches they use to treat neck pain, this statistic is much higher than rates reported internationally. Additionally, those with board certification were more likely to use traction than those without. Across the profession, BDT Partners takes a stake in Athletico with an expansion planned. According to the Chicago Tribune, Chicago investment firm BDT Capital Partners is taking a stake in Athletico Physical Therapy to fund continued expansion of the Oak Brook-based rehabilitation centers. The chain, founded in 1991, has more than 350 locations in 9 states. Mark Kaufman, founder and CEO of Athletico, is looking forward to reaching more communities and patients in need across the country. Snap SPT, the 2-minute DPT student study break, now on Snapchat. Snap SPT is a new Snapchat account created by James McAfee, second-year PT student from the University of Southern California, that delivers daily 2-minute quizzes and content for PT and PTA students. James, why'd you create Snap SPT?
What I hope to do with Snap SPT is challenge physical therapy students outside of their normal learning environment. Snap SPT finds you in your natural habitat on your phone and trains your ability to recall important facts and concepts quickly and conveniently inside of a Snapchat story. So try us out, sharpen your learning on Snapchat and Twitter at SnapSPT.
The PT Pinecast with McKay.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
Great seminars and books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation with 20-hour live courses for PTs and OTs, filled with great evidence-based clinical information taught by amazing instructors who bring the material to life. Carol Lewis leads 2 great hands-on courses in geriatric neurology and orthopedics. Learn more at greatseminarsandbooks.com. Great Seminars and Books, driving continuous improvement in geriatric rehabilitation.
This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Significant challenges to addressing non-medical needs. PT in Motion reports that a few accountable care organizations, or ACOs, are starting to find ways to address transportation, housing, and food insecurity issues that can highly affect patient health and care. ACOs are groups of providers who come together to provide high-quality, coordinated care for Medicare patients. 2 of these organizations have stepped up with solutions to these issues that can cause ED admits and increased healthcare costs, but are finding that providing individualized solutions often does not translate to broader programs. PTs focusing on population health. Physical therapists are starting to ask the question, why aren't we more involved in preventing the conditions that we see in the clinic? Mike Eisenhart, New Jersey chapter president of the APTA and co-founder of the Academy of Prevention and Health Promotion Therapists, reports in here.
A growing number of PTs and their teams have begun changing the way they practice. PT version 2, hashtag PT version 2 on social media, focuses on the ways that providers can transform society by becoming agents to promote health as one of the greatest assets any person can have. We as physical therapists have the ability to treat the causes of poor health, not just us target symptoms of their greater epidemic. Join the Corps of Prevention and Health Promotion Therapists at APHPT.org and follow the hashtag PTVersion2 on social media.
We go across healthcare. Does that sprained ankle really need PT? The New York Times reports that self-care is just as effective as physical therapy for lateral ankle sprains. In a Canadian research study, half of the 503 participants were sent home with one page of instruction, while the other half received up to 7 sessions of physical therapy for their lateral ankle sprain. According to the survey, the study found no significant differences between the treatment groups 1, 3, and 6 months post-injury. Medicare hikes rates up to 10% while the nation watches the election. PBS reports that Medicare announced rate increases of up to 10% for Part B premiums and the program's annual deductible. The deductible, $166 this year, will rise to $183 in 2017. The cost of living adjustment for Part B premiums, frozen for 70% of Medicare patients in 2016, will be 0.3 in 2017. Check out the article with full details at ptpinecast.com.
It's news from physical therapy legislation.
A call to action. CMS attempting to pull funding for specialized wheelchair accessories. According to the National Coalition for Assistive and Rehab Technology, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services has a policy that would provide reimbursement for complex rehab accessories based on the competitive bid program. This program does not allow for higher prices of complex rehab equipment, including the specialized wheelchair accessories that many with high-level disabilities need. As a result, patients will see high bills for their equipment. In 2015, Congress both sent a letter to CMS requesting they rescind and pass legislation that delayed the policy from going into effect. CMS has categorically refused to change their policy, and if Congress does not pass yet another stop, it will go into effect January 1st, 2017. The National Coalition for Assistive and Rehab Technologies is asking for people to contact their legislators to make sure this does not go into effect. The House bill number is H.R. 3229, and the Senate bill number is S.2169. For more information, check out ptpinecast.com.
Here's some news from physical therapy research.
Huzzah!
Hips don't lie. Less pain and longer-lasting hip replacements? Futurity.org reports that a mechanical engineering researcher from McGill University has designed a new femoral stem implant for total hip replacements that allows improved bone integration. This implant allows stress on the living bone, which stimulates bone growth, creating a stronger implant. Current implants reduce stress on the living bone, and as we all know from Wolf's Law, bone grows based on imposed demands. Their findings can be found in the Journal of Orthopedic Research, a link available at ptpinecast.com. Will a brain implant improve paraplegia? CNN reports a new form of brain implant could one day help people with paraplegia regain control of their legs. Based on a new study proving its potential in paralyzed monkeys, the researchers at École Polytechnique Fédérale Lausanne in Switzerland were able to restore movement in the legs of 2 paralyzed rhesus macaws within 2 weeks of their injury. One regained mobility after just 6 days. It also, like everything else these days, is wireless. The buzzword this week is mannequin challenge. The hashtag mannequin challenge has had quite the run with several million shares over the last few weeks on social media. Many PT programs have taken it upon themselves to recreate the challenge, which is a video scene in which all the participants are as still as mannequins in various funny poses. This is not to be confused with the look of frozen and stunned disbelief that our election was actually narrowed down to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
This is What the Healthier? Stories from the lighter side of the news desk.
Beer runs are good, but don't call 911. Police in Bridgeport, Connecticut said a man who called 911 3 times and then asked emergency responders to make a beer run for him was eventually charged with misuse of 911. Police say Raymond Roberge called 911 3 times and told emergency runners that he would pay them if they would just go buy him some beer. And who said elections aren't stimulating? Indiana officials said a typo caused residents calling a voter information hotline number to be connected with a phone sex line. The Indiana Secretary of State's office said the number given for the Hoosier voter hotline in an official release was actually incorrect and directed potential voters to a line promising, quote, fun and stimulating conversation.
This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
For more information about the stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out ptpinecast.com. If you have any story suggestions for us, you can find us on social media at PT Pinecast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our executive producer is Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. This episode made possible with contributions from Ian McMurdy, SPT from the MGH Institute of Health Professions, and Alan Frendenhall, SPT from the University of Michigan, Flint. I'm your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.